Paula Zayats of the Beinecke Library holds a book the size of a small paperback. The pages are made of calfskin, a typical parchment used in medieval times.
There's a lot of beauty in this book, even though there's a lot of crazy in it, too.
The first pages are colorful, detailed illustrations of plants, flowers, and herbs. The crazy part is none of the plants are real.
Sometimes it seems as though the leaf of one goes with the root of another, with the flowers of a third.
This odd little book, filled with pages of surreal figures and landscapes, was passed around privately for centuries. Some believed it had mystical powers. Then, in 1914, book collector Wilfred Voynich bought it. Word spread about the bizarre yet beautiful book, dubbed the Voynich Manuscript.
A lot of people thought that it was a hoax, that it was something done in the 20th century by Voynich himself.
Ray Clemens of the Beinecke Library says the hoax idea was put to rest when the book was carbon dated to the early 1400s. The book was donated to Yale in 1969. It's been photocopied and put online, and Clemens says a lot of scholars have gone down the rabbit hole trying to translate its mysterious text.
They can't figure out, one, if it's in another language. Is it in Latin? Is it in German? But they also can't tell if this is an invented language.
Even a group of World War II codebreakers couldn't translate it. Theories abound. Was it stream of consciousness created by someone suffering from mental illness? Maybe a secret code for a mystery cult? Whatever it is, Clemens says it continues to fascinate.
People are in a world where we can think we can explain everything. It sort of makes us more human to have objects like that that we can puzzle over and not perhaps agree as to what they mean.
The mystery of the Voynich manuscript has inspired fantasy novels, comics, video games, and music. Yale music professor Hannah Lash is finishing a 4-part symphony based on the book. Lash has been fascinated with the Voynich manuscript since she was a teenager when she read about it online.
There were moments for me when I would sort of allow my imagination to run wild and continue on the story that I felt was being told by a specific illustration.
Like the part that shows rows of nude women in what look like Roman baths. They're surreal and oddly cartoonish, like something Dr. Seuss might have done. Lash says she doesn't need to know the meaning in the Voynich manuscript. Her music is more about how the book makes her feel.
A lot of what this piece is its imagination, is its color. And that relates very deeply to what the Voynich is to me, is this beautiful, sensuous thing that's colorful and odd and unknowable.
The first official copy of the Voynich manuscript comes out in November. And of course, it'll probably end up in the hands of people who want to translate it. One of them may crack the code someday, if there is one. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Davis Donovan in Connecticut.